Blog Talk Radio.
There's no charger. Get the charger.
That's like our official start song. I feel like it's like the Joe the Camera Stupid, whatever that is. I don't even know what that
that's
is.
That's a better song than this. ACDC.
Horrible ACDC song. I don't even recognize it.
Because you don't listen to ACDC. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be able to recognize it. You don't listen to that type of thing. Well, anyway, he does all sorts of things that people don't expect. But anyway, we're back again, waiting for bated anticipation for free agency to commence midnight tonight. There's a lot of things that could go on, a lot of things that cannot go on, a lot of movement that could happen. So everyone in the NBA is waiting for that, and hopefully it'll be as exciting as people expect. Things will begin to trickle out in the next couple of days, right? So, and then people's expectations are so very lofty as to what the team here is going to do. But I don't particularly get that all that much, because I don't think people should have that much of lofty expectations really at all for them, but they do. That's the nature of it. And so that's what we're doing, right?
You're such a hater. people have lofty expectations, so therefore they shouldn't hope, shouldn't dream.
I just think
where's the optimism?
If
it happens, it's over. Hand us the.
If what? If we get Kawhi, if we get Paul George.
Yes, LeBron, hand us the trophy.
Well, see, of course the expectations are lofty. You want the best player on the game, in the planet. So,
here's what I
how
say.
Could they not be lofty then?
Here's what I say happens. I have a new theory.
Oh, boy.
Yep. This is what's going to happen now. It's my new prediction. Brett Brown and his staff have already arranged a meeting with LeBron 10 a.m. tomorrow in Cleveland.
But we know LeBron's not taking meetings this time around, Mark.
Not taking meetings?
No, he says he's not going to talk really to team officials.
Well, how's he going to decide that?
Well, I guess he's going to decide on his own, but go on.
You have to ask him.
Keep going.
So you call for a 10 a.m. meeting.
Why don't we make it 10 a.m. today?
Like tampering, isn't it?
Well, I guess, but everyone in the NBA tampers.
Well, assuming you have to wait till the day, all right? You set up for a 10 a.m. meeting tomorrow, right?
Huh?
Him and Brett sit in the conference room, just the two of them. They talk it out. Very first question. LeBron, hey, let's not beat around the bush. What would it take to get you to come to Philadelphia? Choose Philadelphia, right? You hear him out, you talk for a few minutes, you clear the air, and then you say, I got a few guys I'd like to meet, right? The door opens, it's Dario. He comes in, shakes his hand, talks for a little bit.
I think we get the point of this.
Joel comes in.
It sounds amazing.
Then you open up the door, his little baby brother, Ben, comes in. You open up the door, Doc comes in, right? A legend.
It sounds very good in the
Then you open up a door, Barkley comes in. Someone you would never think would be, playing in on that. Right?
Well,
and then lastly, you open up the door and who comes in?
What?
Who? Who will be our final piece to get on the...
It seems
like... Allen Iverson, right? And they all sit around a table. How rich the history is, and he could...
I think he realized all that where I didn't want heaven to tell him, but I don't think he wants.
You got to do something. You can't just sit in your bedroom and hope your phone rings and say LeBron chose you.
No, he's not going to. Listen now. Who is it?
Why don't you done your point? Go ahead.
No, I got no point.
No, you think what?
There is no point. No, there's no point.
Right,
I said.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, who is it? Go. Yeah, there he is. Funny enough. Go ahead.
Jamie, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
How we doing today?
Good.
I hear you talking LeBron, so I won't ask that question. But what's your plan B? What if we don't get any of these guys, Jamie? What do you see in the free agent market? Do we try to get spend money?
There's still plans. You know, people like CJ McCollum. You could always inquire about him. He's always out there. If you wanted to talk to Portland about him, I think he would really help. Julius Randle, I think he would really help. So there's a guy that we can go after. I think this is a big two that I always think about. It's like Julius Randle, CJ McCollum. There's plenty of others, but I think those are the big two.
What about bringing back Redick? What do you think of that?
Well, I think JJ, he'll sign for some sort of reduced rate. But I don't know. He probably wants someone cheap. But I don't know how cheap JJ's gonna sign, but I'd be sure to caught off guard if he did not get brought back and if he did not resign, but that doesn't mean he is. So there's a lot of cogs going by. I think he's definitely one of them, yeah.
I'm paying attention to Kawhi Leonard too. What do you think happens there, Jim? Who ends up with him?
I think it's all gonna take a while to unfold. The Kawhi thing. I don't think it's gonna be resolved within the next couple of days. I think it's going to take a very long time for everything to get resolved, because I think the Spurs realized that they had the leverage and they had to use it, and they're going to wait it out for a long time. So I don't think it's going to get resolved like within the next 3 days, because I don't think the Spurs have any incentive to do that. And I don't think they want to trade him to the Lakers. So I think it's going to probably be in a holding pattern with Kawhi for a little bit.
I don't think I would give too much up for him, though, because if he's going to be a free agent, unless you get a guarantee he's signed and he's re-upping with you, then I don't know that I like giving up in many assets,
well,
taking on that risk personally.
That's the whole argument, isn't it? That's the whole argument, and that's the whole deal. It's whether he's going to give whatever team he signs with a guarantee that he's re-upping. And I don't think there's many teams he would give that to that don't play in the Staples Center. And that's to say the Lakers and the Clippers. So I think that puts the other teams, the rest of the league, in a really, really bad position, because he can, again, hold you hostage and decide what he wants to do. Because I don't think he wants to opt in many places unless he really likes being there. I think, you know, so I think that's the tough part of the situation, because you need a guarantee that he's going to opt in somewhere, and I don't think he's going to opt or sign an extension, and I don't think he's going to sign an extension many places. So.
Yeah, we haven't talked in a while, Jamie. My other going back to the draft for a second, what did you think of the Bridges trade? I was really disappointed that night. I was pretty excited we got him.
I thought he's
going to be
everyone is all juiced and jacked up we got him, but I think they realize that a person like Zaire has a much bigger upside than he does, even though he probably help you less now. And, he's a much bigger upside, and he'll help you less now.
I hope
but
you're right.
In the future, But I think that's
right.
What they're banking on.
All right, Jane, switching gears for a second. What do you got? What do you see coming out of this next wave of World Cup matches? Who do you think makes it to the final two, final four?
Well, I don't know.
It's been a very
interesting group play. So we got knocks. We got strong teams. We got England in there who's strong. You know, I think it's pretty wide open, right? You would agree with that wide open World Cup as we proceed into the knock.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It should be fun. I know your dad's paying close attention.
Yeah. He's paying attention to us. Well, he should. It's a wonderful event, and only comes around once every 4 years. And it's a fun event. It's the biggest event going in the world, and you should just get on board. Thank you so much.
All right, Jamie. Appreciate it. Appreciate the thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, Charlie. What's he got? Queer. There he is. Locke making another appearance. What's up?
Jamie there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, you're back now, though. Where you at?
All right. First thing I want to start off with, your prediction for your father's favorite sport, World Cup soccer.
Yeah,
it's
World
this
Cup.
Whole thing? Yeah.
I think. You're a minority of not being interested in the World Cup. You should just realize that. If you want to be in the minority, be in the minority. But you're in the minority, so that. So
yeah,
Argentinians, I'm loving them, but they're down 1-0 right now to France. But I think they're going to keep that up. He's laughing at 1-0. Look at him. Laughing at 1-0. But I think they're going to win that get to the round of it. So I think it's pretty wide open. I really don't know, but it's wide open, and it's going to be a fun round of 16, and you'll know. I'll be watching.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm with your dad on this one. I don't really want pay too much attention to that. I just want to get your prediction.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad that you at least realize that it's the biggest thing going, even if you don't get.
I hear it. All right, so let's get to the real stuff here. All the stuff with the NBA, the Sixers, and all that. I'm here to talk Eagles, which is the most important thing in this city.
Yeah, so, it is. And it's getting close.
Right. So, what's your prediction on? Like, how do you think they bounce back this year? As far as, I mean, not bounce back, but how do you think they're going to do with? You know, now they got the target on their back. It's going to be a tougher season. Now that everybody's running for them,
it's going to be a fun season, and I think people, and me included, can't really wait to get it going, and in the. See if these young teams could dethrone the champ. I think it's definitely going to be a tough season and a fun season all the way through. You're going to get people best every single week, which is what you
right.
want.
Yep.
So I think from that respect, there'll probably be a lot more pain this season than last year. But I think it's going to be fun, and we'll see where. And I just can't wait to get wrong with it, right?
Yeah,
I know you
too.
Can't wait to get it wrong.
Yeah, I just can't wait for that Thursday night to get here. So, who do you think the biggest threat to the Eagles are in the NFC?
Well, I think you would have to say the Rams, of course, will be there. Vikings, Falcons, those are probably the teams that you saw last year. I'm probably going to be right there again. Falcons, Rams, Vikings. Packers. So there's a lot of good teams. Definitely. There's no shortage of good teams.
Nah, right. And what do you think the loss of DeFilippo and Wright, what kind of impact does that have on?
Well, I think it's going to have a big impact, of course, but I guess we'll have to start measuring it once the season. But I think, they had a big part in designing this red zone offense and this passing offense, and it could definitely take it. Definitely take a step back. So that's where I'm at.
All right. And then lastly, to the Sixers here. I mean, what do you think the Sixers' chances are to land LeBron? I mean we hear LA, but you think there's any chance he gets here?
No, I think there's still, I'll put it at a nice 15% chance, which is, I think, a fair evaluation that he gets here, 15%.
Do you think they need to get Kawhi here first to bring him to get LeBron?
No, I don't think that, because I think LeBron knows that Kawhi will only play in a couple of weeks. So I think LeBron's going to decide wherever he wants to go, independent of Kawhi.
Right. And then what's your stance on that? I mean, I don't really like giving up all these assets. He's a one-year deal.
Well, you would definitely have to give up assets. There's no doubt about that. So I think it's always tricky not knowing whether he's going to opt in or not. So I don't think he's going to opt in with many teams. So I think you're going to have to give up assets, but it's just how much are they willing to do.
Yeah, I just want to touch him unless he agrees to a multi-year contract before you give those guys up.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. There's no doubt about that. A lot of people want to lock him down.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, how about Paul? Do you like Paul George?
Do I like Paul George? I think there's more of a chance that we get someone like him. But, I think people be a bit underwhelmed if we get Paul George. But I think there's a chance with him.
Yeah, I'm saying with all us, if LeBron, we can't get LeBron or Kawhi, Paul George fit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
Well, that's all I got today, guys.
Yeah, there he is.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, kiss him. It up, buddy. All right, he's not ready yet. He'll be
loading.
What's it doing? I don't know.
Loading.
Just give it anything.
Can't
hear it now. Yeah. That's okay. Yes. Yeah. it will eventually come to life. So Christopher is waiting for Bated Breath with his point. But eventually we'll get it. I'm not...
still hear us.
Yeah, I know you can hear us, so hello. Hello to him, and hello to the police.
While that's loading,
I think they got a very outside shot, 10%. I think you can say that for all that.
You're saying he's not accepting meetings. He's really
no, I don't. But he doesn't want elaborate recruiting pitches. That's why it came. I'm sure he'll feel cold, but this. I really don't believe that at all. Cause I think if Cleveland won the championship, he would have just stick and stay there. But
I just watched him. He can make $50 more million by staying there in a 4-year deal than he can.
He's not gonna sign a 4-year deal. No chance.
That 4-year deal, Cleveland 250.
Yeah, 250.
No, 202.
I know, but there's never going to be a 4-year deal. He wants to do this 1+1 every year. So there's never going to be a 4-year deal. So the whole thing is a... Oh, no. Yeah. Good. I think you're taking up too much. So, sorry, we're not going to get to Christopher, the boy. Maybe we'll get to him. Come on, go back. Don't refresh, just go back. Spinning. Yeah, but it's true. The internet here is way below the mark. And you know it, too. Router! Wait, no, I think if... Did you just... No, just replug it. It's not going to do anything up. Are you going to plug it back in?
What about the control? I bet he's going to win this.
Go win today.
Is it a night game? And then we'll take the series.
Stop
pressing buttons.
You should not unplug the issue.
I just unplugged it. Blog Talk Land, we're having technical difficulties.
Yes.
Do you know who's pitching today for the Phils?
Yeah.
Oh, is this Arrieta's day? Is it Arrieta's day?
I think so, yes. Why did... Why is it taking so long? It shouldn't be taking this long. What?
There's one light late.
We're done. At least the Wi-Fi anyway. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Now I see the Wi-Fi is connecting.
You don't want to wait 3 more minutes?
No.
Are you... a little bit curious as to what Costa has to say?
I don't think we're going to get there in the guy.
All right. I might just hang here 2 minutes. Oh, I got a blinking light down there.
Starting to come to life.
I might just hang the line here for the remaining 90 seconds. Just to see if it comes through. Well, 90 seconds, you just said.
We should have put a gift.
Third light's starting to blink. Fourth light's starting to blink. Fifth light's starting to blink. Yeah, I'm watching. I see it. Watching on my laptop, too.
Ah, it said I got a blue check on the line. Just give me a blue check, trust me. I need a charge.
10 seconds. I don't think we're going to make it in time. Adios, Blog Talk Land. Adios.